you missed all the fun last week by not being here. The state police colonel on Friday, after a number of rough days, finally announced that he was turning in his resignation, which is, by the way, effective, I believe, this coming Friday, after a whole big fiasco got blowed up by this guy.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had him on the show, but it's great to have him back. It's Turtle Boy from TurtleBoySports.com. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Now, are you doing this interview with a fake mustache? Because I'm sure you're in disguise.
Yeah. As usual, yeah, I'm actually on the run. I mean, undisclosed location.
Yeah, I would say stay off the Mass Pike for a couple of weeks. Just see what happens.
I'm up in Coleraine where no one will find me.
Yeah. So this huge story, a couple of state troopers make an arrest, a drunk driving arrest of a young lady who also happens to have drugs on her. Turns out she's the daughter of a judge, and the troopers are told they have to change their report to take out some embarrassing comments that might have been made by the arrestee. You get a hold of all of this, and the next thing you know, the state police colonel's retiring.
Yeah, it kind of escalated a little quickly there. I didn't really see this one coming, but we'll take it, I guess. And it's kind of a weird victory in a sense, because I feel like one guy jumped on the grenade for everyone, and that's the colonel's kind of protecting whoever told him. You know what I mean? So you get this girl gets arrested for this crime, and she tells the cops, do you know how many guys I had to whatever with, okay, in order to get this heroin? So it's basically a confession to prostitution in addition to that. So, of course, the police is going to put that in the report. It's pretty standard, okay? Now, and 2 days later, a lieutenant's at his house saying, I'm driving you 90 miles to Holden so we can change this report, all right, because it's a direct order of the colonel that we need to get rid of this one particular embarrassing sentence. He didn't want to do it, but he had to do it because... What are you doing? You're going to lose your job over this, you know? But the question is, how the heck did the colonel know about this? There's no way the colonel of the Massachusetts State Police goes through every single, report out there about this. So somebody obviously had to call him. Well, from what our sources in the Mass State Police were telling us, and we talked to people, we talked to sergeants, lieutenants, and just regular troopers, and they told us, and we had a source inside the DA's office too that told us on record, all right, that the Judge Bebo, this was his daughter, called his buddy Joe Early. He used to work in Joe Early's office, the district attorney, who then called his buddy Richard McCune. Okay, they're all buddies. And he said, we got to do something about this. Because how else would they know to get rid of this particular report? It doesn't make any sense that the judge wouldn't be involved in this.
Well, and they are all basically out of the Worcester court because McKeon, the colonel, actually reports to the public safety director, McKinnon, who also was in the Worcester DA's office, I believe.
Oh, yeah, they all were. They're all working together, and Dan Bennett, I forget what his role, what his title is exactly in all this, but Charlie Baker seems like he just kind of wants it to go away. He's out. Everything's settled now, and we have justice essentially. But what's really going to happen is we're going to find out where this colonel is moving on to. I guarantee wherever he's moving on to is greener pastures. There's no way the new job he's going to take now, okay, is going to pay less than the other one. He wouldn't do that. All right, and so I guarantee he's going to make out with this. They're going to go back to business as usual, but we're not going to let it rest. We're just going to keep going at him and at him and at him. I'm sure they really, really hate the fact that this boy in a turtle, of all people, is the one that's kind of ruining their party. It's probably pretty standard.
I want to ask you about this because, again, this is Turtle Boy from TurtleBoySports.com. In many instances, I would assume that when these kinds of things happen, the story gets stuffed and it doesn't get reported on, and the general public never finds out if this kind of stuff occurs. But obviously, in this situation, someone gets tipped off, you report on it, the Globe reports on it. What makes this so much different from all the other times this probably has also happened?
That's a good question. This is a pretty serious thing. Like, when I wrote about it, I honestly didn't think it would get this big, because it's really just, it's one sentence in it. But I think a lot of people look at it as it's the fact that it's the judge of a daughter who seemingly got this treatment. And when you look at the judge's daughter, she's 30 years old. She's not some, 19-year-old making a mistake. She's a grown woman, 30 years old. And I do feel bad for her, because when you look at the girl's Facebook, she's in a whole different universe mentally right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. She wasn't always like this. She wasn't raised like this. Like, drugs have taken over this girl's life. Okay. But what she doesn't need is for people to keep bailing her out and getting her jobs at the Mass Pike, where she did some Facebook Live videos all high and stuff like that. And so I don't know, like, I don't remember what the question was exactly, but
the question is, how does this become a story rather than just a situation that gets, you know, suppressed and forgotten about?
Oh, basically because a couple of ballsy state troopers contacted Turtle Boy, because this is what they do now. Like, there's such an element of fear of losing your job when you work in public service that you can never, like, go on record with anything like this. So they've come to Turtle Boy. Like, they just, a bunch of state troopers just messaged us anonymously. They made fake names. And they verified it by actually showing me the report, just to show me that, you know, we're not BSing you. Okay, this isn't a trick, because people have tried that before.
The thing I find hard to believe, that it would be that easy, that they want to get rid of people, considering the amount of money they invest in making troopers go through the academy and the amount of training that they have before they actually get out on the job. But one of the things I am confused about, and you talk about ballsy troopers, these two troopers that were involved in this arrest, both the male and the female troopers, have either filed suit or are going to file suit. What are they suing for, as far as you know? They're not going for monetary damages. Neither one of them has been suspended. What is the suit for?
It's for their reputation. You know what I mean? There were a couple things put in their files that could affect them from placement in the future, because they're both fairly young. I think one's 29 and one's 32. They're both fairly new with the Massachusetts State Police. It's like in The Departed when what's his name joined, Leonardo DiCaprio's character joins, and he thinks he's going to make a difference. And then he gets there and it's like, oh, it's all just, you know, corruption, basically. And so these two were just like, you know, we're not having that. And a couple notes were put in their file. They can transfer them to any location. They can put them out in Cheshire or, you know, Shelburne Falls or whatever. And, you know, they'd have to have a 3-hour commute every day. There's a lot of ways they could screw with these people. And so what they did was ballsy, you know. And I think after the blog came out and other media started to, you know, finally pick up on this story, that's when the trooper decided, you know what, I'm going to sue them. And I think the blog was kind of the catalyst for that.
So you say you think McKeon's falling on a grenade for somebody here.
He's absolutely falling on the grenade. There's no doubt about it. This wasn't just one guy who randomly decided to tell this random state trooper to change a random report. There's no way. Okay, of course the judge told somebody who told somebody else, and that it logically makes sense that it would be the district attorney. I mean, these people, we have pictures of all these people together. They're all friends.
So you think the judge obviously made a phone call to somebody, probably in the DA's office. The DA's office made a call over to the state police colonel's office, and the colonel became aware of the whole thing, and then he's the one who took the resignation.
Well, he calls Major Anderson, who runs the Sea Troop Central Mass Barracks. And, yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. And Major Anderson kind of said, I was just following orders from the colonel. And, you know, the colonel's like, well, he has too much, he probably owes these people too many things or too many scratches on the back. Or, you know, they got him a new hookup job, and part of the deal is you go, you know, you're quiet on the way out. That's what happened here.
So what happens to the judge? Because it would seem to me the judge is somewhat at fault here, too.
Business as usual. We've caught the judge in so many. He'll go right back to work, okay? And nothing will happen with him, even though we've caught him in so many lies. He initially said, well, he called Worcester Magazine up, okay, when this all went down, because he knows Worcester Magazine will just write whatever he wants, like a free magazine in Worcester. And he told them, I didn't even know about that she was arrested until 2 days later. Well, as it turns out, he's the one that picked her up at the police station that night, okay? So he lied about that. He also said that he's been getting death threats, and that the media was at his house the night of the blog at like 2:30 in the morning, which is just an all-out lie. Like, there's no way the media went to the guy's house and was, like, surrounding it. This isn't O.J. Simpson, for crying out loud. You know, you're a judge in Dudley. Like, you're just not that important.
Are you, okay? are you the Holden-based blog?
Well, they love writing it. So the blog is registered. It's got to be registered somewhere. So yes, it is registered.
Oh, okay. So it is you. Because I'm reading the article from Worcester Magazine right now. It says the judge is striking back at a claim by Turtle Boy that he asked authorities to alter his daughter's arrest. He addressed the allegation, or you addressed the allegation. He said it's a bald-faced lie that I orchestrated it.
I think he meant to say bold-faced lie. But yeah, it is a. Yeah, of course he's going to say that. You know, But it just doesn't make any sense. And because he knows as a judge that, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. And there's no way to prove unless the attorney general takes all their phones, okay, and sees who they called and what day, which they could do, but they're not going to do because they don't want this to get any messier. They want to go back to business as usual.
But Maura Healey has said that they are investigating it.
But that was before the colonel resigned.
Oh, okay. So
I assume, yeah.
You think it's going to not be investigated now?
Oh, that's what Charlie Baker said. We're done. It's over.
Now,
we're going to keep...
Your report says that the governor was so angry he smashed a glass on a floor?
That's what our sources tell us. We know people that work in the State House. We have a source that talked to somebody that was in the room. And when he found out about this, he's furious about it. And, you know, somebody has to resign for this, basically. And they had to figure out who that someone was. And the colonel took one for the team.
Wow. The governor actually showed. Now, again, the governor appoints the director of public safety. And then the director of public safety can basically choose the state police colonel and then get it confirmed by the governor, right?
Yes, and that guy's name is Dan Bennett, and he was heavily involved in this, more than likely. There's no way he wasn't involved. That's Charlie Baker's good friend, and Charlie has said he was adamant that Dan Bennett had nothing to do with this. How he would know that is beyond me, because no investigation has been completed. Once again, these people are all friends. Like, they're all ultimately looking out for each other's best interests at the end of the day. And they want this to go away quietly, and the best way to do that is have somebody to just jump on the grenade, and that was the colonel. And now the society has the guy, the guilty party, if you will, and they're hoping everyone will forget about this and will go on and they'll go back to doing things like this. And you have to wonder how often something like this happens.
Well, I mean, between you and the Boston Globe picking up this story, it doesn't sound like this is something that just gets silenced now. I mean, you've got the colonel... You're resigning. There's lawsuits. There's going to be questions about any number of different levels here. And I would think that this is not a story that just goes away. That this may, in fact, just be the middle of it or the beginning of it.
And you might be in deep S.
I mean, well, that's the thing. It's like I've crossed the Massachusetts State Police, but most importantly, the rank and file like this, because it's just the upper management. To rise in the police. There's a bit of politics involved. To become the police chief of anywhere, you're half a cop, half a politician at the end of the day. And so the rank and file, the people that are actually out on the roads, if I get pulled over one day, okay, and I have a Turtle Boy bumper sticker on my car, I think the Massachusetts State Police will look kindly upon that as opposed to, disliking me.
Yeah, because generally the high command doesn't go out and stop speeders on the Mass Pike.
Yes, exactly. And these people, it's like, They probably feel suppressed at their job. They can't say anything. And now they're like, oh, great, we have a voice. Somebody's actually doing something about this injustice in my workplace. Everybody in America has some story at the workplace that they like to get out there, right? Mm-hmm. And we've all been there before, and now the state police have that outlet.
But I just think it's kind of interesting that, we're not all that familiar with the Worcester area, so I don't know what Worcester Magazine is, but that you're the guy.
Yeah, you're not missing much. Well, yeah, it's like Worcester Magazine is a free magazine that they hand out a bushel and peck, and people don't even read anymore because they just go on their phones now. It's literally just nobody reads it. It's the biggest joke in the world. And they're mad because their editor, we exposed him for some Harvey Weinstein stuff. He'd been sexually harassing a bunch of women that he'd been covering politically in the past, and a bunch of them sent us their text messages of things that he sent us. It was like before Me Too. This is like before Me Too was cool, okay? Yeah. They start sending us all this stuff, and we exposed him. He got suspended for a few weeks while they investigated, and they gave him like a 2-week suspension because of it. And so they're very, very salty about that.
So you've upset the state police colonel and the editor of a free newspaper?
I know, the free newspaper, too. I mean, the state police colonel, I'm not so worried about. The newspaper guy, that worries me.
That's the one you'll regret down the road.
Exactly.
You can read about this story and many, many others, turtleboysports.com. Turtle Boy, it's good to have you back.
Hey, glad to be back, guys.
Good
appreciate
luck.
It. It's 8:23 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.